7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. So they'll find any way for them third world people life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're red feeling, no one can touch them.
Them have a next thing coming.
But when them
then thing go
the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. And when them think then thing goes another way. I want them dead, 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 not dead, dead. Oh, oh. One day them dead, 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 not dead, dead. Tell them, Ziggy.
Seven richest countries in the world.
Wow.
What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called is. Where the money went.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, May the 25th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the calm before the storm, the way to tranquility, the way to salam, the way to shalom, through the scientific study of the universe, through coming back to Yahweh, Yahuwah, through understanding this science that we're dealing with. In that verse, it talked about his going forth, the going forth of Atum, the going forth of Atom, the going forth of Adam, the going forth of Christos, the going forth of the word of the Most High. These are all words describing the same reality scientifically of the going forth of the power and force of hydrogen in the universe, so that the universe may be constructed, so that we may be taught how to build the temple. Going forth is as the morning. And this morning, going forth is prepared as the morning. The word morning, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 7837, Shacher.
This is a masculine noun having to do with the dawn, the dawn. Now, Aton, we're going to see that word later. Aton is the root of dawn. When you say a dawn, a dawning of a new day, a dawning of a new morning, a dawn, Aton, in the Hebrew, dawn is shakar, shakar. And so this morning, this dawning, this original time, time, Ha-het, infinity, and finite. This original morning, this original spreading forth of the universe, this original morning of the coming of the sun and the force of the sun and the power of the sun that is called Atum, that is called Eitan, that is called Ra, that is called Re, that is called the Word of God, that is called Atoms, that is called Christos, the same reality. And you and I, as the human family under the title of Adam, we come from that original morning. The spreading forth of the universe and the fixtures of the universe scientifically. The moving of gases, the moving of stars and planets and sun, so on and so forth. All the various realities and fixtures and entities of the universe, that original morning, where the sun in that original morning calls all these forces and elements of the universe so that the universe may be constructed, so that we may learn how to build our temple. And he shall come unto us as the rain. That word rain, let me see now. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 1653. Geshem. Geshem.
This word is a masculine noun, because rain and water and shower have to do symbolically with sperm. The rain and water is like sperm coming out of the sky to do what? To seed the earth, to bring life to the earth. And the earth is the womb that takes in that seed, and then life grows, branches, shoots forth. So this water and shower is the waters of noon, that original hydrogen plasma quartz water that came forth, that was called forth by the sun, Atum, Eitan, Ra, Re, Word of God, Atoms, Christos. And then this word is rooted in another word that has to do with rain again, to cause the rain, to send the rain. Now, I had seen in, was it the Hebrew Chaldee lexicon, something having to do with dew. I can't see it now, but it may be just in another scripture that I saw. But the dew and the rain and water, all of this has to do with that science of hydrogen, that science of the waters of noon. It says, come to us as the rain, as the latter and former rain. Latter rain is the spring rain. The March and April rains, which mature the crops of Palestine. And that is rooted in another word having to do with gather and glean and take everything. On the negative, to despoil. On the positive, to gather everything from, to strip. So we're talking about the science of water as sperm, seeding the earth so that the earth may give forth vegetation because of photosynthesis. And then at the proper time, you and I may take up the crops and glean and gather the crops that have grown because of the science of life and existing. Now, in another place, the water is seen as dew, and dew and root. Let me see, is that verse 4? Let me see now. Verse 4, O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee, O Judah? What shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as early dew it goeth away. Let me see how they translate this in the New Living Translation. It says, O Israel and Judah, what should I do with you? Asks the Lord. For your love vanishes like the morning mist and disappears like dew in the sunlight. And so what we're looking at is the Most High Yahweh wanting us to be Ephraim, wanting us to be Judah. Ephraim is defined as double ash heap. I shall be doubly plentiful. And it's also defined in the root as ash heap, place of plentifulness, further defined as fruit, to be fruitful, to branch off, to bear fruit, fruitfulness, to show fruitfulness. When you see one of the roots, Ephrata, ash heap, place of fruitfulness, this word is feminine, the ash heap, that's earth, that's ashes going back to fertilize, that's the sun burning ashes, so that the earth may be fruitful. And so we're looking at science. The Most High, knowing that we are a part of the earth, we are to be fruitful. We are to bear fruits. We're to bear actions, give birth to actions that are the actions of truth and justice and life. So we are supposed to be Ephraim. Now, Ephraim is masculine. So we went into the etymological roots and saw the feminine, and we saw the verb, the actual bringing forth of the fruit and being fruitful. And so double ash heap, doubly fruitful. We are created to be Ephraim. And so we're calling forth the force of Ephraim so that we may be fruitful, and that we may multiply, that we may be double fruitful. Produce a twin. Produce twin actions of truth, justice, and righteousness. But something happened to us. We're Ephraim in identity, but not Ephraim in action. Then Judah. Judah means the praise. To be praised, or to praise and praised and give thanks and confess. And we are to become a weapon of the Most High, that we may fight against injustice, fight against that which is untruthful, that we may cast down and throw down truth, justice, and righteousness, so that we may blow up that which is untruthful. And we must confess to the Most High and confess the name of the Most High. Understand Yahweh. Understand Elohim. Understand the words and the definitions of the words. We must confess our sins. We must atone. We must stand perpendicular to the square, on the square, perpendicular to the sun. Take in the rays of the sun. Take in truth. Take in integrity. And then we become the praiser. We become the praise of the Most High. The Most High wants us to be Yehudah, Judah. The Most High wants us to be Ephraim. But something happened. Yahuwah, father and mother want to see our goodness. Want to see our righteousness. But we have become a reproach and a shame to the Most High, because we have bought into the system of death, hell, and destruction, and have worked against our own sister and our own brother. So our love of existing and living is like the morning cloud. The morning cloud. The morning cloud is the cloud that does not remain all day. The cloud. If you go after the cloud, you can't get a hold to it. You can't grab on to it. So our love dissipates like the cloud. We say we love Jesus, but then we support Israel, who kills Palestinians day and night, destroys Palestinian, Christian, and Muslim day and night, causes all manner of indignities that the Palestinians suffer, causing them to be in the street, in the public, and stripped naked at the whim of the Israeli soldier to incur dignity and permeate indignity on the Palestinian sisters and brothers, mainly men. They strip naked in the streets to strip away all dignity and pride and take away all the power of the Palestinian, making them to think that they have no power, that they have no friends and no love. So we have to call forth the invisible force of power and love and dignity. And we must cease to be hypocrites, calling on the name of Jesus and then slapping Jesus because we support wickedness, death, hell, and destruction of our sister and our brother. So in this case, the cloud is teaching us that we dissipate and you can't get a hold to it. And the root of this word cloud is anan, which means to practice soothsaying, to conjure, to observe times, spiritism, magic, augury. And remember, Joseph practiced this, and Laban practiced this. The high priest practiced this with the Ur and the Tum that I used to call the Urim and the Tumim. And I think it was the Ur that is fire and light, and the Tumim or the Tum is integrity and truth. And these are instruments of divining. So the Most High is using the universe and fixtures in the universe to divine truth on us, to prophesy truth on us, to tell, fortune tell truth on us. Because the Most High created these characteristics and attributes in the universe and uses these characteristics and attributes for truth, justice, and righteousness. The scripture tells us not to use this for evil. Don't use this for the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, which is exactly what we have done. So the Most High uses the cloud, uses divination to teach us that our love for existing and existence has dissipated like the morning cloud and as the early dew. The word early has to do with the rise and to start early, to make an early start. We're talking about time. We're talking about Ha and Ha Het, infinity and finite. We're talking about that force of time that Atum called forth for the benefit of the universe and the human family, to bring order out of chaos based on the Almighty and the universe and existing and living. But our love for existing is like that early dew that goeth away. And the word dew is defined as dew and night mist. And it says in the Jesenius Hebrew called the lexicon that it is a light rain. The dew is a light rain. And the root word is talal, which means to cover with a roof, to cover over, to roof. And so what we're looking at, it says in the Jesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon that it is like the overshadow. And so watch this now. We are the dew. We are the water. We are the rain. We are the sperm of the Almighty Father that is called the waters of noon. And when we were birthed in the wombs of our mothers, if you read where Mother Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, that word overshadowed is related to this word do, and the root word of the word do in the African Hebrew language. That overshadowed, when you read in the New Testament, had to do with the Holy Spirit exerting energy over the womb of the mother, calling forth light, calling forth the clouds, calling forth the elements in the universe. See, when you have a shadow, the sun is shining on an object, and that object is casting a shadow. So you and I are the shadow of the Almighty. We are the image and likeness of the Almighty, and the Holy Spirit exerted energy on the wombs of our mothers and overshadowed the wombs of our mothers in order to cast the image and likeness of the self of the Almighty into the wombs of our mothers through the calling forth of sun and cloud and energy and the elements of material, mass and matter, earth, air, fire, and water. So we forgot all of this reality. We forgot that we come and have come, that we came from and have come from that original reality of the waters of noon in the womb of Nanet, peaceful and tranquil. We are the Christ, we are the Christos, we are the Atum, we are the Atom, we are the Adam, that is you, that is me. But because we have forgotten that time of love with the Almighty in the womb of Nanet as the waters of noon, we have forgotten that pre-incarnate reality. And therefore, our love dissipates like the morning cloud and the early dew. Go out to your backyard and see the water on the lawn in the morning. But as the sun comes up, that water dries away, dissipates, because we have ceased to study this science. We have allowed the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families to hoodwink us, to fool us into thinking that we are not what we are, and that we are what we are not, that we are enemies of one another, that we should fight one another, kill one another, destroy one another, hate one another, have enmity and animosity towards each other. We are supposed to love our neighbor as ourself, but the system causes us to hate our neighbor and hate ourselves. We have just come through Minister Malcolm X's birthday, May 18th, I believe. and Minister Malcolm talk all the time about how the system will cause you to love your enemy, hate your friend, and hate yourself. He talked to black people, descendants of Africa, the whole of the human family. All of us are descendants of those ancient African ancestors. But black people in particular have been given a teaching from the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families that causes us to absolutely hate our root, hate Africa, hate African culture, African science, African religion, African philosophy. Every time I get on the microphone, I prove once again that everything you study in your civilization, our civilization, comes from the ancient African ancestors. You say you love science, you say you love philosophy, you say you love biology and chemistry, these waters of Nun, womb of Nanet, Ptah, Atum, Hahet, Kuk, Karket, Amun, Amonet. These are the root of all the science that you will study. If you love marriage, it comes from Africa. You love civilization, it comes from Africa. You love justice and jurisprudence. You love constructing a judicial system. You love justice and law and order. I mean real justice, law and order, not this fake stuff that we get from the wicked ruling class that is arbitrary, that is destructive to the poor working class masses. If you love truth, justice, law and order, you study the truth, justice, law and order of the universe, and we understand and study and see how Atum, Krestos, Ra, Aton, Adon called the forces of the universe to bring law and bring order. And in Egypt, Kemet, Maat is truth, justice, and righteousness, representing that feminine power that permeates the universe, that brings order, balance, and reciprocity. Well, if you love all of that, then you have to love Africa. So Minister Malcolm, a wise metaphysicist, a wise physicist and scientist of quantum physics and quantum mechanics, teaching us all the time how the universe worked, how the system worked, how the wicked ruling class worked, how they operated, how they thought, their thinking, how they have bad spirit energy, and how they have impressed on our minds, impressed upon our psyche, impressed upon our emotions, creating extenuating circumstance to cause us to deviate from the will of the Almighty. And so our love for the Almighty is not strong. Our love for the Almighty is weak. Our love for the Almighty, our love for existing and living is weak, is not strong, dissipates like the cloud, dissipates like the early morning dew. And so, like Minister Malcolm, study the universe. Study how the universe operates. Study how spirit energy equals mass, matter, material, universe times the speed of light squared, which is 186,281 miles per half a second, because the speed of light is squared. Then understand why we act the way we do, because of poverty, impoverishment, extenuating circumstances from the system that have caused us to deviate from the universe and deviate from the will of the Almighty, which is our original will. Let's remember that we knew the Almighty in the original, primordial, and primeval time of the order of the universe. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.